In March 2006, Czech homosexuals celebrated an important victory. After 7 years of intensive lobbying, the Czech parliament finally passed a law on same-sex partnerships, or so-called gay marriage, overriding President Klaus's veto by a narrow majority. Almost 2 years later, the number of registered partnerships between same-sex couples in the Czech Republic has reached nearly 500. Ruth Frankova spoke to Slavomir Goga from the Gay and Lesbian League and began by asking whether the new law had made a significant difference to the life of the gay and lesbian community.
Definitely, it shows that the law had a big meaning and significance for the whole gay and lesbian community in the Czech Republic, and that it is not only a symbol on one hand, but also it has some practical consequences, which at least some people are aware of and are willing, therefore, to use this institution legally in everyday life.
Does it mean that homosexual couples that are registered enjoy the same rights as heterosexual couples?
Unfortunately, it's not really like that, but it is very similar to the development in most other West European countries. So let's say the current volume of rights and duties that the law gives to same-sex couples is about 30% of what marriage allows to opposite-sex couples. So it is not what probably most gays and lesbians would like it to be like in the Czech Republic, but it is the start, and the future will see whether we manage to, let's say, broaden the law and how long will that take.
Could you be more specific in what areas, for example, are you discriminated?
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is joint ownership of property. Generally, these property issues have been excluded mainly because we were afraid that this would be too much against the law and the law would not be passed. So that's why it is not there yet.
What about the inheritance and gift tax? Heterosexual couples are exempt from paying this tax.
That's true. This is one of the things as well. But this all stems from the strategy that we used when we tried to push the bill through the parliament. Basically, we were afraid that if the bill included also these things, the opponents of the bill would say that many people would want to get registered just because of wanting to avoid paying taxes, just wanting to use the financial aspects of the partnership and not, say, the symbolical value, which, of course, for us was one of the main reasons why we wanted to push the bill through.
So basically it's not a surprise for you, but now you would like to gradually make more changes.
That's right, that's right. Simply, the previous bills, at least two of the five that were in the parliament, were, let's say, maximalistic, meaning that they wanted to have something that was almost equal to marriage. And none of these was passed because the deputies considered this to be too much. Most of the conservative deputies, if they were not completely against, then they said, okay, we don't mind if there is some kind of a partnership, but we don't want it to look like marriage. So we had to downsize the catalogue of rights which we wanted to push through, but definitely we did it with the prospect that the society will slowly change its attitude towards same-sex couples and that the law will be gradually changed and broadened.
Slavomir Goga from the Gay and Lesbian League, and he was speaking there to Ruth Frankova.